Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Health IT. I'm here today at ONC's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. with Leslie Krigstein, Director of Congressional Affairs for the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, or CHIM. Thanks for sitting down with us today, Leslie.
Thanks, Sean.
Leslie, the Flexit bill that would shorten the meaningful use reporting period from 365 to 90 days has been your baby.
Yes.
Now that CMS has said it will do that on its own, which has been something CHIM has said it's wanted, what's next for Flexit?
So Flexit has definitely been our baby and been one of our priorities and our members' priority for over the last year. So we were happy to see the bipartisan support both in the 113th Congress and in the 114th Congress. And I think to date we're over 20 co-sponsors, and that was before the CMS announcement. So in terms of next steps for Flexit, we're not going to withdraw the legislation as of yet. We want to kind of leave it there. We trust that CMS is going to make the change to the reporting period, but at the same time, we won't have it withdrawn. So what we'll do now is wait eagerly for the rule to come out. We'll also wait eagerly for stage three and plan our next steps for congressional action for the Meaningful Use Program from there.
Okay, good. Okay, so with the CMS move that they say they're going to do this shorter meaningful use reporting period and other flexibilities, does that mean the providers can now start a testing for 90-day period immediately, or is there a waiting period, or is it unclear?
There is no, you know, the blog came from Patrick Conway, so one of the senior most officials at CMS. There has been an indication that they will change the reporting period. However, it will likely not be final for quite some time. We don't expect to see the additional flexibilities referenced in the blog post until the spring. So there certainly is an element of unpredictability, but it is certain that there will be an adjustment to the reporting period. So there is that guarantee, but it's not in writing. So folks can anticipate that that will not change, that there will be a 90-day reporting period. Just when that will be in writing, when that will be official from CMS, is to be determined.
Okay. Leslie, there's been a lot of talk here at ONC about moving beyond meaningful use. With stage two apparently settled, or at least quieted down for now, though there's still much left work left to be done for many eligible providers, are CHIM members prepared for and willing to embark on stage three meaningful use?
We are looking forward to stage three. We're looking to see, you know, what is proposed in the rule. We do have a very clear idea of things that we would like to see, and kind of larger programmatic changes that we would like to see that would come in the form of stage three. So really that whole idea of being interoperability focused. The idea of some flexibility in the all or nothing construct. So we are looking forward to hopefully seeing those types of changes. We will be kind of eagerly awaiting the rule coming out, and we will, of course, be prepared to offer our comments.
Okay, and what about interoperability, the big buzzword at this year's ONC annual meeting? Is ONC on the right track with interoperability in kind of recommending health IT data exchange standards rather than urging Congress to legislate them?
CHIM does see standards as being the key to interoperability. Having a key set of standards used in the industry is going to open doors and allow that exchange of data. So we were thrilled with the interoperability standards advisory. That's something we've long called for, and it's really what we see to be the playbook for moving forward with data exchange. In terms of congressional action, we've heard it discussed in the 21st Century Cures Initiative. We've heard some other standalone pieces of legislation that may be interoperability focused, but I think it's largely going to be industry driven. So I'm not sure if the role of Congress is clear at this point.
Okay. We're in the final 2 years of this Democratic administration. Can you expect Congress to act on health IT issues or even health care in general before a new administration comes in?
I do think we'll see some congressional action. I think whether it be the continued interest from the rebooters, from those members of the Senate, now that they're in committee leadership, we've seen already they've released their intent for some FDA reform. And I do think we've seen that both in the House and the Senate. So something like the Software Act has gotten a lot of bipartisan support, a lot of industry support. I think you can expect to see something like that move along. The Cures Initiative has some great potential. We would love to actually see more health IT in that package, addressing some of the standing concerns with meaningful use. I do think we will see some action taken. I think we'll see some discussion of quality reform and pay for performance versus volume-based. So I do see potential for congressional action before the Obama administration departs.
Okay, last question. What else is on your congressional docket for 2015?
Patient matching in the language in the appropriations bill will always be a priority of ours. We see that as being a patient safety problem. We see that as being a barrier to interoperability, the need for the ability to pursue a patient matching strategy is going to be imperative as we embark on this interoperability discussion. Cybersecurity is an issue that our members have indicated an interest and a need for, more information and more policy focus on. And also looking at things like the harmonization of quality measurement and ICD-10 remains a longstanding issue for us, too. So there's still a lot to do now that Flexit isn't necessarily still in the picture, but we'll definitely look to remain active, and our job's certainly not done.
Do you expect ICD-10 to, what are you hearing? Do you expect ICD-10 to be implemented, or will there be another delay?
There likely is going to be a hearing in the next week or so from the Energy and Commerce Committee, so I think that will be indicative of how folks are leaning on the Hill. We're members of the Coalition for ICD-10, CHIMAS, and we have not heard any rumors of delays to this point. So.
Well, Leslie, thanks so much for sitting down with Search Health IT. It's been a stimulating discussion. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.